You got no shoes on a carpet. It's about to be.
What are you, Aladdin? You piece of shit.
He's gonna start flying.
Yo, he's Aladdin.
Who rubbed the vase and let this kid out?
Yo, is it recording? No. We're good. All right, yo. I'll let him take over.
What's up there, jerk off? We're over here at the fucking. What's the name of this stupid podcast?
The Semolina Cockfest.
What's it really called?
Duke It Out.
Duke It Out. This kid's controversial. I didn't want to come on the show because he's homophobic, but he's going to explain why.
That's your camera, by the way. That's your
camera.
No, cancel me.
No, no. We're not talking about nothing that's going to cancel us. We're going to talk about fucking pedophiles.
But that's so
boring. Yeah. I want to talk about pedophiles.
Yes.
Yeah. But wait. Everybody hates pedophiles. There's so much pedophile shit going on right now. They think Diddy's running a ring.
That's crazy.
Hollywood
fucking
likes
Jeffrey
pedophiles.
Epstein. You think he got killed?
No, he's still walking around.
Save it.
He's still walking around.
No, that's what we're talking about. We're not going to talk about anything that.
Go through the topics.
I have all the topics.
No, let them know. Listen, we're back with another episode, folks. We got Little Mo Mozzarella Dick in the house.
How you doing?
The legend Jakey Botts.
How you doing?
You guys hate when he chews on the mic, so he's going to do it even more. What's up, fellas? Yo, thanks for being late, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a scumbag.
No, that's bad.
You know something? I have like a theory of what you really did with that fucking stop you did at the Wow Wow. I inhaled it before. You went to Wow Wow as a decoy to buy you more time. Because you knew if you said you went to Wawa, it would give you like 15 minutes of time.
Wait, what do you?
But you probably just ran in there 60 seconds.
What are you calling?
No.
Wawa.
What are you crying?
Would you put cheap liquor in my bottle of good liquor?
That was a good shot you took.
Tastes like dog shit.
Really?
Bad liquor, cheap liquor. You
and
got
guess
there.
What? That's what's running through your body and fucking it up, pal.
Yeah, bad.
All right, when are we talking about the topics? Because I've been writing shit down.
Tell them.
So I've been doing a deep dive.
Look at my camera and tell them, though. Not
no,
your
I don't
camera.
Your camera's get my nose. That's my camera.
I'm not going to lie, bro. After... I every time I open up my phone, I just see a constant roll of names. So I saw Diddy 50 million fucking times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm just too lazy to deep dive.
No. So the Diddy shit, we're going to dive into. Okay? We're going to dive in. Then that's going to segue us, big word, into extreme pedophilia in Hollywood.
So there's regular pedophilia.
No, there's some crazy shit going on in Hollywood. Right now, we got whistleblowers. I know I can name a couple of whistleblowers. I've been diving deep.
Really?
I even know, I'm even in El Salvador with it. Like, I'm out of the United States right now. I know what's going on in El Salvador. Honduras fucked up.
All right, so what's
and
the
I have
next
a theory
one?
Behind.
You know what they're trying to do? That he's saying they're trying to make pedophilia like normal, which is fucking
yeah. Well, people
insane.
Are saying that. I don't know, but they are.
I don't think they're trying to normalize
bro,
it.
Bro, what do you
crazy.
Mean? Google it.
I know, but normalizing.
Google it. Where's my Googler?
Normalizing it is.
Yo,
crazy.
Look up. Are they trying to normalize? Is this even on?
Google gadget neck bone.
Bro, what type it? Of show are you running here? The TV's not
no,
on.
No, seriously.
No, you're late, dick.
Which means the TV should have been on 30 minutes ago.
Bro, the pizza's in there, too. Did you miss
cold?
Out on that?
Was it cold when
fucking
you got here?
Freezing. Right. I don't have a pizza. Microwave.
I mean,
he's on a diet.
You don't
you
set the
pizza?
Bar high in
what
this
water
jersey.
You want to get
jersey?
Him a fucking salad? He would have sat on
jersey.
It like he's sitting on his
this
fucking...
This literally might as well be West Virginia. This is what this shit feels like. I thought I was coming in and it was like the Coys or whatever their names are, those inbred family.
Oh, my
like he's
God.
He's always talking about his brother. I thought his brother was going to come in and he's got an ear on his head. He's fucking...
He's sitting on his leg making it disappear.
Oh, man. So, okay.
Right, Mr. Google. No, serious, because I actually never... Someone told me they're trying to normalize it. Like, I don't know too much about
it.
If
they're really trying to...
Yeah, let's look it up.
Google always tells you.
Because right now, I'm saying it.
Yeah, but you
this is for the viewers that don't know. If you've been living under a rock, okay, and you need us to put you on, right now there's massive amount of pedophilia shit coming out. We had the Epstein Island. Now they're thinking, look, a trend towards normalizing pedophilia is the latest manifestation of a dangerous understanding of human sexuality that has become more prevalent over the last 30 years. Wow. This is some crazy shit.
It's on Google.
It's on Google. And is that like a legitimate source?
Yeah, but I don't, bro, you can't.
Yeah, who knows?
Look at this Washington Times. Anything with Washington's legit.
Is good. Yeah.
United
okay.
Nations normalizing pedophilia. Bro, this shit's crazy.
Yeah, but that's, you act like that's, well, like, they're normalizing everything nowadays at this point. Normalizing
this shit is
cats.
Fucking sick,
yeah, that's
bro.
Crazy, though. And that thing that you fucking showed me is nuts.
All right, so did you see the Sound of Freedom?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
Look up the Sound of Freedom so I can talk about it.
Wait, all right, right before that, have you seen the new one about the Nickelodeon?
Yes, with Drake.
Yeah.
That shit is nuts.
What
was it, Dan?
No, not the rapper.
Drake and Josh.
I didn't get to watch it. I'm going to tell you why. Because you have to buy it on Amazon. And I, for some reason, when you have to buy every episode, I got cheap.
I haven't seen it yet. I thought it was on Netflix. Is it on Amazon?
So the Sound of Freedom, Mel Gibson's slightly involved in this.
Yo, that was all bullshit. He's really not involved in it.
No, he is. He's the executive producer.
Are you sure?
I looked into it. I'm ahead of you, bro, on this. I'm already into Uruguay with it. You're still in, like, America with
it.
Yeah, I'm far.
I haven't even passed Florida.
All right, so this dude, what's his name, the guy? I follow him on IG.
Cooper? Bradley Cooper, the guy who would you?
Bradley Cooper's got, you just think Bradley Cooper's in anything that's based on a true story right now.
Any good-looking white guy in the movie.
No,
Cooper.
It's not Bradley Cooper at all. It's the guy who played Jesus in Passion of Christ. Look at this shit.
Was this the shit you just showed me?
Yeah, it's sick, bro. They put the kids in there.
Yo, that's what just crashed into that bridge. No? The boat with all the kids in it.
That was crazy. Why are you doing that? How fucked up this shit is, bro. This don't make you just want to fucking
kill
clip
somebody,
people.
Yeah. Especially when you have children, bro.
Bro, it's sick, bro. It
is the fastest. Aww. Did you see how innocent?
Yo, they give you the real stats, like the amount of child porn. It grows at 5,000% like a month. Child pornography. It's the fastest growing thing on the internet. It's child pornography, search wise.
What?
It's fucking horrible, bro. All right, cut it. We can't do the whole day. I got to recap a few quick.
All right, I think the craziest thing is what you were saying is how they'll just like walk up to moms and like try
so
to.
So this is what basically. So this dude, we got to find his name so we can give him some respect. Look up the guy, the real guy, while we're talking. I'm sorry. I got to fucking boss you around a little bit. Don't get mad.
No.
I don't want him to hit me with a fucking lamp.
This is Mo's show, not mine.
You don't hit me with a lamp. Listen, so what they do is they go to like third world countries and shit, right? So the consumers, Americans, right? So you go to third world countries, they set up like a whole thing. Like they go to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like I seen your daughter in the mall. She's so pretty.
Yo,
we can make her a star
fucking
in Los $500. Angeles. Ba, 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 ba. And they, Tim Ballard. Let's show this guy some respect. This guy's the man. I follow him on Instagram.
That's the actor.
No, that's the real guy.
Oh, the
he's
guy.
A Homeland Security
dude. It's a real
dude.
Story?
He's,
about
this is a
real...
true story.
Oh,
and it's not,
wow.
not like lightly based. It's like true.
Yeah.
Like this is his shit. Like you could go follow him on Instagram and he tells all the stories.
How bad it is, yeah.
Bro, it's sick. Because when you're in Homeland Security, you know everything that's going on, but you can only get involved if it's on our soil.
Yeah.
So like for instance, they're rounding all the kids up in these third world countries and he knows about it, but he can't do nothing about it.
Yo, so why did Homeland Security raid Diddy's things? Because people were
because they think that he's in a sex ring, that he's running a sex ring like this. That's why we're segueing into it. Yeah.
Mm.
So what they thought Epstein did was he had like, and I'm probably going to get corrected. This is what I think was going on. So it's like a two-part thing. It's so they can bang little kids,
mm-hmm.
but then it's also for blackmail.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have people in their pocket.
Yeah.
So they invite them, they indulge, they bang kids, they do all the shit, and then they're getting filmed the whole time.
Yeah, but you're pretty famous. What about you? Haven't run into any of these weird things?
No. No one tried to fuck me.
Yeah, but you were with Diddy.
I met Diddy.
He didn't slip his pecker
insulting
in you?
That he didn't want to
I met Diddy.
You?
He definitely didn't want to fuck me.
Isn't that insulting?
I mean, I wouldn't want to fuck you.
If you were there, he probably would have fucked you though.
He does look like somebody Diddy would have.
I think Diddy
would have. Diddy would fuck me
right in the ass.
He would definitely enjoy some type of gay sex with you.
Yo, Diddy's got some crazy shit going on right now. You know what it is? I don't like condemning people unless you know it's true. Like, we really don't know if he's
gay. But they've been saying shit about him.
I know,
since
but
the
maybe 90s. They're just slandering his name. You really don't know.
But what about the stories about the same thing? What everybody knew R. Kelly was doing weird shit, and then all of a sudden it mattered. Yeah.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I highly doubt Homeland Security and the feds are doing a synchronized raid on three of your properties with machine gun SWAT. I mean, it was crazy. It was the army and shit.
But how much money did that cost? All those guys are getting paid.
That's what I'm trying to say.
$75 an hour, whatever the job is, you're getting paid. They had 200 guys there.
Can you hear me in this fucking thing? Sure. You keep making faces at me like I'm not loud enough.
I know these things suck. You gotta basically do what Diddy does and like suck on it.
Yeah, chill, bro.
Did he do it?
No Diddy.
Did he do it?
Yo, I want to ask you a question.
No Diddy.
So just hear me out. So are you deep into this? Do you know all the shit? Did you ever watch the old shit?
What old shit?
Like he doesn't know who anybody is because I already quizzed him. Yeah. He don't know who any actors or actresses are from the 80s. Yeah. Knows nothing. Who knows about dirt bikes?
Yeah.
And castor oil. That's it.
I love dirt bikes. So if you want to talk dirt bikes, I'm in.
We'll talk about that after.
Who now? Quincy Jones used to touch
They think
kids
Quincy
butts.
Jones used to bang Diddy.
Diddy?
Is it Quincy Jones? They think that Jones he's like the one banged everybody.
Clive Davis
is the one they think was banged. Bro, all those guys they think were banging everybody. But hear me out. You ever see, this is fucked up, bro. We have to look this shit up. It makes me sick, actually. You never seen Miracle on 34th Street?
No.
The Christmas movie.
Not with, what's his name?
With the little girl.
I know, but not Humbug Humbug.
No, that's fucking Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, but what was that called? That was like something, the miracle on something.
Yeah, but I don't never heard any stories like
that. I've heard of
Miracle on 34th. She's a little girl. She meets Santa at Macy's.
No, what happens? They play with her?
Put on fucking Miracle on 34th Street.
Put the whole movie on.
Put it on before I hit you with a papa.
Put it on. It's on Amazon.
Put it on before I did he do it.
All right, listen. Miracle on 34th Street, Natalie Wood. She was a famous actress.
They
had a thing about her.
I think that's the girl who went to Harvard, no?
Look how little she is.
What the fuck?
Look how, like.
Oh, she's from, what is it called, too?
How old was Natalie Wood when she did Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, I know what movie she's from.
With the bad lady who's
with the bad teacher, right? Yeah. With the teacher's an asshole?
No, she's not.
Yeah. What's that movie called? Matilda.
Look at this.
Oh no, not this woman.
Bro, I don't even want to look up what I'm going to tell you. It's disgusting.
Wait, at age 5. Wait, she began appearing in a movie at age 5.
At age 5. So, I don't know what you would look up, but like I seen a sting. It was sick, bro. Her mother was taking her to the tryouts and letting these fucking producers fucking bang her and shit.
What?
Bro. Fucking Hollywood's got some sick shit going on, bro.
I know, but you're fucking throwing them under the bus.
I don't give a fuck about Hollywood. Because I have a theory on it right now.
It's all going
I have a whole theory on it. You want to hear it? Do you know why all the shit's coming out right now?
You just said it.
What?
You said, you know? Do you say?
No,
I swear to God. He subconsciously said, you know why this is all coming
That's
out.
That's not why I said that.
What did you know?
Jew.
You can't.
Oh, no,
that's crazy. We're going to get canceled, bro.
Listen.
Especially botch.
All right, so hold on. So listen. I'm going to tell you what I think's going on.
That was just New York Jew. New York you is Jew.
Hear me out. So years ago, you had to get found, right? Like Porky's looking to be found, right? And he hasn't been found yet. But like you had to be found. Like they go, oh, I think he's talented. They make you a star, right? Now you don't need to be found. They look TikTok at your numbers, and they're like, all right, look. Mm-hmm. So you don't need Hollywood. So they used to have, like, this big carrot in front of your head. Mm-hmm. Like, think about how many people will do anything for a viral video.
Oh, my God.
They'll suck anybody's cock, right?
Yeah.
So think about back in the day when there was no social media, and a Hollywood star was,
the only way you could
was
get
big.
There. Yeah.
So there was a lot of women that I believe, there's my theory, that just took it as, chalked it up to the game.
Fuck it, I got to have sex anyway.
Yeah, I think that happened a lot. And then fucking that power trip became that kiss. They called the casting couch.
Yeah.
They were at a point. There's fucking stories of them at a point. You're like, let him in. They're sitting there in their shorts.
Yeah.
Let him in. Let him in. You know? So what I'm saying to you is they had that carrot. Now the carrot's gone.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck. So they lost their power. So everyone's fucking blowing them up.
Yeah, but they still do weird things.
But it's like these private... party weird
private
shit.
Private parties, but the private parties tell you,
but can I tell you, I went to a lot of like exclusive shit.
And never was
And I never seen no weird shit, bro. I have one.
Are you hiding something, bro?
I seen one little weird thing.
Did you do, was it in L.A.?
Yeah, in L.A., yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's where the fucking things happen. That's where people get wild over there.
You know what I think is weird? And like, a lot of entertainers use interns, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of them do. They have interns, right? That's how they save money, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy wants to learn the music business.
Yeah, yeah.
And interns are young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is weird,
yeah.
Right? Because entertainment business is like late nights, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock in the morning, being creative, and then there's like little fucking kids running around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I've seen weird shit like where I thought people were out of place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, where I was like, be where
what
they
the
are.
Fuck is this?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, I didn't see nothing happen, but I'm just saying like it just shit did feel out of place. But LA feels like that in general, no?
In general,
yeah, you're telling
you've been
me,
there,
bro,
right? You?
Bro, everything in LA is what
feels
I hate.
Like the devil is
if
there.
If I see a lady with blue hair, I run, dude.
Now I like LA, but I like LA, but I it's the devil is there.
Can I ask, what do you sure. like about LA?
The laid back vacation vibe of fucking palm trees and everything.
Go to Florida then, bro.
No, Florida's the best too. I like anywhere that I am. I'm away sleeping in another bed for a little bit. Like
yeah,
that.
Me too. I'm a big vacation guy.
Yeah.
You know what I hate?
What?
Airbnbs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because Airbnb.
I get yelled at every time
you're
I get an
cheap
Airbnb.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're cheap.
Yeah.
I think Airbnb sounds good to cheap people. Like, yeah, we get an Airbnb. But I want to be able to throw 16 towels on the floor.
Yeah,
I want
that is fucking, true.
I want to wipe my face. Give me another one. Give me another one.
You want
one.
A nut on a towel.
That's vacation.
My man wants
you
the nut on the floor.
You kill the vacation when it's like, we're cooking eggs yeah. in the morning. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to cook eggs anymore. I'm on vacation. Yeah. I want to fucking room service some shit,
and
right?
The hotel smells like a certain smell.
It's just cool. It's, yeah, and you can walk in the lobby and talk
yeah,
to people and shit.
Other people.
Airbnb, you're stuck with people. My cousin had an Airbnb as engagement.
Make you clean
I was
up
with
the house
fucking
after.
Fucking neck bones. Like
and,
you get
and
stuck
you just,
with people.
And
they
you
had me
felt like you were at home.
My sneakers like Central Booking, bro. I got treated like a mutt. I think we shortened the whole pedophile.
The microphone. The microphone's got to be close.
What are you doing? So are we concentrating on Diddy? It's the hottest topic right now.
What about the boat too crashing into that thing? A lot of people saying that was fixed.
You know what? My wife sent me about it.
What did
really
the boat? The boat just lost power.
Supposedly lost power, but like when you watch it in fast, like speed sped up. It looks very intentional. Like it turned into the thing.
But why would they do that?
I don't know. But why would anybody do anything? You know, you don't know.
Are
anything.
You a conspiracy dude?
Yeah.
You are. I'm not. I have.
I was telling
are
them.
You a big pothead?
No.
A lot of times, potheads are conspiracy theorists.
No. But yo,
you're not a pothead?
No. On the
you don't
way,
smoke pot?
No.
On you fucking smoke pot last time I saw you, I think.
No.
Yo, don't put him on the spot.
Why would you care? Like, pot is legal.
No.
It's not like I'm saying you're doing perks like you do on your story.
I do perks. I don't smoke weed. Listen, I was telling them on the way here, Suge Knight said something that made a lot of sense. Suge Knight was like, this has nothing to do with Diddy. The feds are running in there to burn evidence on a lot more important people. And that's a conspiracy.
That's interesting.
That I'm like, yo, maybe that's right.
Yeah, bro, I'm starting to get.
So Diddy's sitting there like, damn, like he's chilling because he knows that it's like it wasn't shit that he did, you're saying?
No. Diddy's gonna get fucked. he's just collateral damage. But it's more important people that are going, yo, get in there, burn every book he's got.
Yeah, I think yeah. that's
a. Because my name's in
I
there.
I think that's legitimate.
As fucking
right
a
now.
6-year-old.
Yeah, but I hear. It's like, there's always constantly going to be different.
Bro, how
shit
do you know
saying.
Nothing? Like, yo, I had to give him like a 20 minute. Like, he don't know anything going on in
no,
the world, bro.
No pop culture, nothing.
You're just self absorbed.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what it is? I see something, it looks crazy to me, I react to it. I see something, a mom, a fucking daughter
yeah,
coming
how
home.
How have you not seen the things that are like that are going on in the world, like Diddy and?
Because bro, I don't.
And
you gotta name the five. Like, nah, five's hard. Name the three hottest trending topics right now.
Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon. The quiet on set shit.
I wouldn't even really put that, but yeah, maybe quiet on set.
Go ahead.
Diddy shit.
Diddy's like number one.
And fucking
Trump is always up there.
Yeah,
Trump is always up there.
Ohtani gambling. Is big right now.
What?
Is he?
What?
I didn't see that.
What?
Put it up.
Bro, Ohtani's guy who speaks Japanese for him, translator, supposedly had like $4.4 million, like paid somebody off $4.4 million. And it's a big investigation where they think Ohtani is the one gambling and this guy's just taking the fall for him and
wow.
everything. And they're not going to, and bro, they're not going to treat him like Pete Rose. He's the best baseball player ever to walk the face of the earth. You think they're going to drum this guy out of the MLB?
Are
you
a Met Yankee fan?
Yankee, but New York. I like both.
You're like a both. Yeah. I just got invited to Met opening day. I'm not even going.
Wait, why?
Wait, show her.
Because I'm like Mets. A Yankee guy, bro.
Yeah.
I got forced to be a Met fan.
Yo,
kid.
That guy looks like a little fucking dick rocket.
His
little fucking
who's your favorite Yankee?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Derek Jeter.
Oh, Mickey like Mantle. You ever see the movie 61?
Yeah.
Bro, phenomenal movie.
No, who's an underrated player?
Who?
Yogi Berra.
Oh, well, what do you mean underrated? The best. Guy's got 46 World Series.
Bro, he's so underrated. Nobody fucking says him ever.
He's got mad World Series.
I know, but it's like you never... Did you see the thing on Netflix about Yogi Berra? You seen it? Sure, yeah. Yeah, sick, right? How they like overlooked him? No, but they had a thing where they had the old timers day and they forgot to put him on.
That's no what way.
They that's didn't how, put him on. That's and how much
they don't even think about
they it. Didn't, and meanwhile, all of the people that were on it, he has more rings than all of them put together.
Yeah.
No, he's got like 8 rings. Yogi Berra's got like, I think he's got even more. How he's got like is, 2 as a coach.
How many rings is what?
Does Yogi actually has 8?
Yogi has the most, I think. Pull it up.
Yeah, but that's like saying Bill Russell's the best basketball player. You know,
Yogi Berra's a fucking sick legend, bro.
Bill Russell was literally playing.
How many rings? How many rings? This guy can fucking use every editing software in the world, but he can't type 3 words.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rings, bro.
Nobody's got 10 rings.
Nobody. I don't. He might have the most in any sport.
Yeah, but whose back was he jumping on?
Bill Russell has 11.
Yo, he's got 6 stories, bro. You got to watch the story on Netflix. It's sick.
He's a short guy. He's a little Yogi Berra.
They said that's Yogi Berra. Yogi the Bear was made after him.
Yogurt.
No, his real name isn't Yogi, I don't think.
No, his name ain't Yogi. It's Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Big time Jew.
He's Italian.
Berra? Lawrence. Wow, you really knew his name was Lawrence.
Speaking of Italian, what are your thoughts on him?
On who?
Just fake on all Italians. I'm so over it, dude.
I have so many thoughts on it.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
get I just feel like content creators that are Italian are just completely ruining the culture of like
destroying it. Just New York Italian.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is. It became
it like actually, even I think I'm ruining it.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is. It actually became like a genre on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
It did. A whole
subcategory.
It became like a subcategory. I'm going to tell you something because I'm going to speak. I can talk about this shit forever. My family's all veterans. So my grandfather's a World War II veteran. My father's a Vietnam veteran. But when that wave of Italians came, they wanted to be American.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the later Italians, the ones that now that call us and say, like, that'll be to me, like, you're not Italian. Or you can't say 2 words in Italian. They want to be Italian.
Yeah.
And then it's like, these kids that they want to like, I don't call it gravy, I call it sauce. And then like they fight with each other over it. Yeah. Well, then it's like, you know what I'm saying? I put it's the not, rig it's on not my head and I'm like, no, no. Like I don't call my nonna.
I call
grandma.
I despise.
But nonna. You despise it. Never, yeah, but you were just on a thing yesterday, growing up Italian.
Yeah, right? you can't say shit like that.
Yeah, I grew up and I'm Italian.
So listen, so what I'm saying, it's like a genre, and it just got like so ridiculously played out.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you're trying to be something, why would you be the same as like 500 people?
Yeah.
Don't you want to be different?
Because it's the hottest topic right now.
It's not the hottest. It's the weakest topic.
What do you think is like?
It's when you're thinking small, that looks like something.
Nah,
when you think big, you look at it like this is retarded.
Nah, you know why I say that is because right up there with black culture is Italian culture. Like The Godfather, Goodfellas is up there in pop culture, and there's the black shit.
Oh, you're saying because of a pop culture thing?
Yeah, like it's the most interesting. Like, you know, being from fucking Kentucky is just simply not interesting. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been diving into like redneck. Is that what we call them?
Hillbillies.
I don't want to. I don't know if they'll get mad. Like, is that offensive?
Hillbilly culture. Who gives a fuck?
You've been deep diving into hillbilly culture?
I've been watching some shit. Yeah.
What?
I just think it's cool. Like they walk around in the mud with no shoes on and shit.
And nothing bothers them.
I think they're cool. They smash cans on their head shit, drink beers. I don't know.
Look at him. He's making his play from fucking middle America right now.
Yeah, we should actually pull each other's FYPs up.
Oh, mine has AIDS. No, my For You page?
I want to pull each other's For You pages up and we see what
comes on my page. I always say, bro, you're with your boyfriend or whatever. You want to see who your boyfriend is? Go to his For You page. See if there's 100 naked women on there and you really know who your boyfriend is.
I don't know what's on mine.
Well, mine's a little.
He's funny, right?
Yo, he's literally funny. Every Italian middle-aged woman I've ever met at family.
Wait, are we putting him on?
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you my For You page. We got this guy. This kid's funny, actually.
Bro, he talks like every Italian man I've ever had that smokes cigarettes. And
this guy, Johnny Russo, is the biggest bullshit artist that ever lived.
Oh, he's a.
He killed somebody, but. What I'm saying, his stories are wild.
Oh, I was about to say his voice is so loud it's still getting picked up. But
so we got Johnny Russo. This guy's stories are shot.
They can't hear phone, you dick.
Then I got this AI. I'm big into AI. I watch all the AI
is this
shit.
TikTok or Instagram though?
I'm going.
That's
Russia. I'm big with Russia. I know everything going on in Russia.
Yo, did you ever see? I want to talk. Did you ever see the jail cell? I don't know. Is it in Russia or it's in some other like
really nice country? And it's really nice,
crazy,
right?
Yeah,
it's
nice
like
jail
Sweden
cell
or some shit like that. Yeah,
you think that's real?
Yeah, bro. In those countries, probably
they got like a closet, a sink.
How shot is he?
I use a blender. I use a vacuum cleaner. I use household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes. When was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks ago,
I don't know. I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it. Change everything. We're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time.
Yo, do you want to hear some fucked up shit about him?
Charlie Sheen is a phenomenal drug addict.
No, but they're saying he fucking rapes kids and shit, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's some shit about him. Because I was like a big fan of his when he said that by winning. I thought by winning was so cool.
Yo, why do famous people just get famous
when
winning?
I thought that was the coolest shit when they were like, why? He was like, well, I'm winning.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? He's like, are you bipolar? No, I'm by winning. I thought that was cool. Then I watched this, you know, the Coreys? Corey Feldman and Corey
Oh, Corey Feldman definitely was touched as a kid.
He said that he fucked him.
Charlie
Sheen. That he raped him, yeah. Put it up.
Have you ever seen him dance
and
tells perform
the story.
The music?
I don't really fit him, bro. It's fucked up.
Did you? Have you seen it,
bro,
though?
Bro, you ever seen him tell the stories? They were giving him blow. He was 10 years old.
Oh, man.
Bro, it's fucked up.
Now, fellas, we got the hater blockers back on. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been getting a lot of hoes with these bitches on. If you're probably wondering where I got these from, Nevin Eyewear. And if you buy two sunglasses from Nevin Eyewear, you get the third one for free. So you're a complete moron if you don't hop on this deal as quickly as possible. Buy two, get three, Nevin Eyewear. Shout out to them for the glasses. Let's get back into the episode.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't wait a minute, me.
How the fuck? Where do you guys get off going behind my back and orchestrating a meeting of the minds at Peter Luger's,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not involved?
I'll be honest with you.
You got me sitting that growing up Italian like you.
Yeah, I wish I didn't show up because fucking $600 got blown out of my pocket.
Yeah, it was expensive.
I got fucked.
Wait, time out. What did you cover the bill? Why did you
pay? I didn't cover the bill. I bought a pencil dick with me. That kid Sean.
Yeah, he's cheap as
and
fuck.
I'm not gonna,
300 a man?
It was two something. And then Kuz at the end of the night was like, he's like, "Go, you got another 60 on you?" Yeah, but Kuz gave me like a Venmo me 100, but yeah, bro, I got fucked.
Kuz is tight with his money?
No, he's not. He's not tight with
Kuz
his money.
Kuz is a
ball. Kuz Venmo'd me.
Kuz is a bad.
Yeah.
He actually Venmo'd me, so I can't really say that.
So talk bad about Kuz, he's my guy.
So time out. This guy's crying over the bill.
I mean, come on, bro. And honestly, can I be an asshole?
Like it.
And it was absolutely
not like Luger's.
Dog shit.
No,
it tasted like rubber, dude. I'm sorry. And the bacon.
Well, you like steak well done or something?
I don't know. What the fuck? I like it like medium rare, but it wasn't medium rare. It wasn't medium rare. If you get your steak any other way besides medium rare,
you're
a fucking psychopath. I want that steak talking to me, having a full blown conversation.
But wait, why are we gonna skip?
And then the fucking.
How do you think Diddy likes his steak?
Young.
Oh, he likes it young and stiff.
No,
like
young
arm
and
pump
warm.
He likes it. You know how he likes his steak? Like his morning wood.
Short?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's how he likes his steak. But the question is, did he do it?
Yeah.
Did he do it?
But did he not invite me? How did I not get the call?
Because
you were too busy getting fucked at Growing Up Gay.
I could understand.
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
There was three of you guys.
I was waiting.
There was everybody. Yeah. It was the fucking.
I was waiting in Carmine's.
It was the Avengers. They were calling it the Avengers.
Yeah,
I was in
bro.
Carmine's Pizzeria, waiting for my cue to go over there for like 4 hours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were in the wings.
They had me in the bathroom. And this kid's going to flip it like I didn't want to go on his thing. I was waiting for 4 hours.
And what, you were just waiting for the call from him to be
Yeah, like, because I didn't want to go up there with a lot of people up there. I'm weird. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. All those Italian, I don't like a lot of those dudes that do those. I hate them. Like, I actually, like that's what I like to say to people in my videos. Like, I'll react to shit, but, like, I actually don't really, like, I don't like that.
Yeah, well, hype me up. Drop some names.
Are you really just calling people out right now?
Go, I like it. I like it.
I'm just saying it.
You're into this shit. Yeah, but now you're going to do videos with them after this.
No. I'm not calling anybody out. What are you talking about? This guy's the one calling them out.
All right, so who's like an Italian creator you watch that you literally, not me, because you, I know you used to hate me for like how long?
I don't know
the
name. Like,
how long did you hate me for when I wrote you that DM?
I only didn't like him because the way, and you would think the same. You would agree with me.
No, yeah, but you asked
him to come on my podcast.
But it wasn't him responding.
I didn't know. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah,
that?
No, and when I talked to him, I was like, yeah, no, that's
no. What I'm saying to you is this, but you know people that know me, and nobody stuck up for me.
No, everyone did. Vincent did.
I was about to say,
but Vincent did, and especially the twins.
Oh, boy, well, I knew him when I met you, right?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But he didn't probably tell you.
You didn't really talk about him, though.
No, but I told you. I tell everybody, yo, I thought maybe I was going to have a tough time with Mo. Like, and he's one of the best guys
actually,
I've ever met.
No, the last time I seen you,
yeah.
You actually were, like, gassing him up crazy.
Yeah.
Mo's one of the first best. You thought I was a dick?
I was like, too. Yo, I don't know. I don't know what hanging out with Mo's going to be like. I don't know if he's going to be... like just over, or like a dick, and I don't want to deal with dick.
No, I'm actually the opposite.
Diddy does.
You were fucking
no, bro, because I'm professional and hanging out. So when you were throwing the football, thinking you were going to be a superstar,
yeah.
I was on a stool.
You were being a pro. Yeah,
yeah. So what I'm saying is, I'm professional hanging out.
Yeah.
So I'm not. Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick because I wouldn't have never made it this far.
You, bro,
I graduated.
When I met you that night at the what is it called? You were first of all hysterical. But then when we went out after and went to Eden, and it was just...
When I was gambling, losing all my money, you loved that.
No. I loved, and I tell him all the time, I was like, yo, how much do you kick? Because whenever he tells me about his bets, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I quit, Mo.
You got a bad gambling?
I haven't played. Mo,
you got a bad gambling problem?
I had. I don't gamble.
But with Mo, though,
what was your biggest
like
hand?
Fun. Hand.
What I didn't bet. Like, what? Like we're supposed to have a
bet on,
a single.
Bet on black guys shooting a round ball. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I like roulette. Is that like the whitest thing you could do?
It's not black.
I lost a lot of money, bro. All
right, besides that depressing stuff.
Yeah.
The night we hung out and everything like that. And another person that is really, really down to earth and really cool that I had problems with in the beginning is Kuz, bro. Kuz is a really... I knew
he was going to be cool.
Yeah. Kuz is a man. But you,
I judge
you
a book
didn't
by
have problems with Kuz.
Yeah, yeah.
You made it up in your head.
No.
I know.
I had problems with Kuz.
Because you didn't like him.
No, because I didn't like that. Bro, I was on fire at a time. And just, you know, I know everybody, your sister's ass and shit, but I was turning your sister into...
The biggest.
The everything, you know. I gave your sister the camera last night. Like, it wasn't just your sister's ass.
Right.
And I know it might have not been like, oh, look. But I, like I said, and I told him in DMs, and I wear my heart on my sleeve all the time. I'm not ashamed of myself.
But you guys get along.
Yeah, bro. I have a great time with him now. But I told him, I was like, yo, bro, I was just in a fucking bad place. I just lost my page. My page got taken down. And then I feel like, you know, you're running and taking off with this thing that I... So I you know, I was just
angry.
But
listen, I got to tell you this much. There's so many people that I felt did that to me.
Of course.
So what I'll say to you is that, and not to be a dick, but it's so true. Mm. When you're doing good financially, none of this shit bothers you.
Yeah.
If you're not doing good,
well,
like financially and mentally, everything irks you.
Well, at that moment.
Well, you may be doing great, and your personality just means everybody irks you. I'm saying, like, what he's talking about specifically of people copying you, right?
Yeah, I've never had really that happen.
Right, so what I'm saying is I've had a lot of people, it's a fact, they can say whatever they want. I know there's people that copied me. You know what I'm saying? I could pinpoint them, but I think that
but pinpoint that.
We could pinpoint. Vinny Chin Gigante made his career up for me.
Little Vinny Gigante?
No, he didn't make his career up for me. But he did.
Bro, Vin was doing this shit before.
No, he wasn't.
What?
No,
I know
I started before. I knew
I know
before.
When Vinny.
Yeah, but you started before COVID.
Wait, hold on. Let me fix this so I don't. I don't want Vinny to think I'm abusive.
Yeah, but he was doing YouTube, and he was. Funny on YouTube.
Vinny,
really? I
didn't
know about that.
Vincent,
I only
Vince
know about
funny.
The TikTok with the girlfriend.
Bro, his YouTube
when I met Vin, he had like 1,200 followers.
Really?
Yeah, he came to Growing Up Italian, And he fucking, I was impressionable. He wanted to be like Lil Mo. He used to go home in a mirror and like practice all my lines.
Bro, because I remember when I was coming up. I remember when I was.
Let's bring him on.
When I was coming up, you just started and you did that little thing where you had these fucking guys fighting each other and you gave them a bottle of Classe Azul and like $100. That was.
And I smacked the kid with the bread in the head?
I don't think that, but that was when you you gave it to Shaolin's least funny guy.
Oh, you're talking about when I did the Mo challenge.
Yeah.
I did a challenge, Mikey the Mooch.
Something, and then
and I gave out a bottle of Azul.
Azul, and you gave like $100, and you went to his backyard, and you had like fucking 400 followers at that point.
No. I actually had more. I know the whole
time. But it wasn't like 10K.
It was like 10K.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
Bro, I'm telling you, this was, and I was.
I know when it is. I have it on my page.
That was old.
I did a
school.
Challenge.
Yeah.
And people were submitting.
And you gave it to fucking Shaolin's.
I don't know. He might have fixed it.
Shaolin's least funny guy. And I think he argued with Porky or something. I think you said Porky was the guy he was arguing with.
I pinned everybody against each other. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Playing
chess. Oh, wait, what are we doing? Calling Vinny Chin?
Vinny Chin.
He's going to say no.
He's not going to tell the truth?
What I'm trying to tell you is that there's stages of social media. Social media fucks with your psyche. And there's a stage where it's like, you like this one copied me, that one this and it. And people get fixated on it. Yeah. And people actually make videos. They get mad. And he did it. You can't control your temper and you snap out. But when you're looking at it as a business point of view, there's no emotions really attached to it. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, but I never looked at it as a business.
I know, but now you want to. You have a kid. Let's call this fucking scumbag.
You've always been good at that. But no, I was mad because I lost my page and I felt everything was being taken from me.
You're telling me.
You know, and I was just ready to beat somebody up.
I lost it four times.
Did you really?
No, and you lost it at the million mark.
You had a million, you lost your page?
No, I kept building each page. On TikTok, I had it at 3 million.
And you lost it, no? Yeah.
Wow.
But Instagram, I had 3 accounts that had over 200K that all got removed, and then I just built
that
this
sucks.
One.
Sorry, Vinny Chin really didn't copy me, but I definitely like helped them along.
But what was the one that really did copy?
Who pisses you off? Who pisses you off?
Oh, list.
Talking straight. I hate a strong word. I don't like when people.
Did you ever not like me?
No.
I always liked you too.
Yeah.
I always thought you were funny.
Yeah.
I'll be straight honest with you right now. I told him straight up I didn't like him.
Didn't like me?
Not that I didn't like you. I was just like, I don't know. Is this guy?
Before the DM?
No, but before the DM, I was like, like whatever. But then like the DM, I was like, fuck this guy.
But when you met him,
you're the man now.
I'm gonna tell you so.
And now I'll look at your video so fucking
so
different
much
now.
Different, man.
So different. Yeah. I'm gonna like love you so much.
I like all the people that people tend to say they don't like.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I like people that are crazy.
Like under.
I like crazy people. I don't like people that fucking just like use gimmicky shit too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like recipes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't explain what I'm trying to say, bro.
You don't like scripts?
I'm holding out on who I really don't like.
Don't like
you know what I'm doing?
Got so many names.
I'm holding out. I don't like, you know what it is? Like, so when I started doing my shit with the food shit, right? Like, I had a thing.
Everybody
I would go
was
in front of the restaurant,
and shit.
And I'd say, ba, 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 and this and that. Okay.
You definitely started that.
A lot of people in social media don't make any money.
It's crazy.
So a lot of people would start picking my brain, like, yo, man, how do you do this? Yo, really? You're doing this?
Where are you getting it from?
And I think that some people start saying, yo, what the fuck? We'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so they started doing it. And what it did was it fucked my money up.
Not just fucks your money up. It blows the quality of what you're doing.
So what I'm saying to you is like, so whatever. But what bothers me, all right, because everybody has something that bothers me. What bothers me is I did this during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys were fucking hiding your house, mm-hmm. germaphobes with masks all over you, I was literally in the street every day going to restaurants that were going out of business, doing videos, doing my shit. People don't know that about my page unless you really follow me.
Wow.
I did almost 200 restaurants during
the
pandemic.
The first one that you started you with the food thing, I feel like is fucking where you guys went to eat last night.
Lewis, that was my first one.
That was your first, and I think when
I
you
did
hit,
a couple, I
when
said,
you hit that, that was like whoa! It was like striking gold. Like the first time you had sex, yeah. You were like,
yeah,
oh,
so I'm going to tell you.
I
like story.
To do this.
I'll tell you the story behind. There's a quick
and
story.
That wasn't even a paid one. That was just you
at
being
first.
You.
What happened was I was trying to make fun of Dave Portnoy. Yeah, that's how I got into the food thing.
It was like a
I was taking shots. I was trolling him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this fucking Irish guy don't know nothing about pizza. I didn't even know he was Jewish. I was just an Irish guy eating pizza, whatever. And I was being a dick. And then what happened was I did a video on Peter Lewis. One of my friends passed away. We were actually having this conversation. My friend and I told you he lost his leg. And
Oh, yeah.
My buddy passed away, and we went to the funeral. And then after that, we went to Peter Lewis. And we did a video. And I put it up. And it went pretty viral on TikTok. And then Barstool reached out to me to post it. And when they posted it, they wrote, this guy's going to review all our New York spots. So, and they tagged me, and mad people started DMing me to go to their restaurants. That's how it started.
Oh, you got posted on Barstool?
That's how it started for me. Yeah,
bro, Barstool made so many people.
No, but not only that, they posted him and said that which almost sounded like, yo, this is a Barstool affiliate. Because I got posted on Barstool, too.
What?
It didn't make me money.
What happened was I had
was unbelievable.
There's a whole story behind it. I was at work, right? So I worked in high-rise construction. And I work with a bunch of, you know, like knock-around guys. Mm. And we had a board up. And they were like, we made a deal like that. I would get, because they all made fun of me that I had social media. I had to get over 10K followers by a certain time. Mm. Well, I had to pay for everybody, like, to go out to drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was going to give it up. And, bro, the day of the date. I argued I needed to 24 hours. They tell me it's the day. Boss will post me.
Oh, my God.
I had 3,500 followers. I got 14,000 followers in 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So, boom, I had like 7,000.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah, yeah. So, when that happened, people were DMing me, and I was like writing them down because we're all like, yo, we're going to go here and get free food.
Yeah.
So, I started writing shit down, but people like would ask me, like, yo, is Dave coming?
Yeah, I'm
a salesman, like, you know, so I didn't people to think I wasn't affiliated with him.
Yeah.
Because then they would be like, what the fuck's you bringing
him
here?
Yeah.
So I would like hint, like, why, I'm not good enough?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just started doing that, and I started hitting spots. And when I was hitting spots, Fox 5 reached out to me to run a story on me.
I saw that.
So when Fox 5 ran a story on me, now I started feeling like Robin Hood. I'm like, oh, shit, I was doing it to get free food. Now I'm like, all right, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But then when the pandemic was over, I had to go back to work. So people would message me. I'm like, bro, I went back to work. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to fucking work for free. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Paying people to edit and shit. Yeah. And then what happened was I started just, like, people started offering me money. So I was just like, I started just booking like four a month, like one on a weekend. Yeah. You know, quick. Then I was at work paying guys I work with, like, yo, bro, I'm going to be out.
Clock me out.
Here's 500. Just fucking cover me for the day. Yeah, what are you talking about? And they loved it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I started feeling like I was taking advantage of my boss
because
I'm running out of work.
Yeah, yeah.
So once I got, I'm not a guy that left work, like, with no, like, there's
no
a lot of people I know, like, I'm
no
leaving
plan.
Work and they got no money.
Yeah.
Like, I left work when I was making more money.
Doing, yeah.
Once I saw making more money in my job,
me too.
I was like, yo, I'm out.
What the fuck am I doing?
That's what I did. And whatever. So, and that was it. And then I was doing the food shit for a while. Game super played out.
No.
What bothers me, so this is what I want to say about the Italian influencers, right, that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I hate them. What bothers me is if I made a list of them, none of them show me any kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't shout me out.
Yeah,
he did it first.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Let me like a photo.
Yeah.
Let me comment. They're on my story every day.
They see it. And
So I go on my story and I see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, these little cocksuckers. You know what I'm
saying?
Stole
my swag and don't even.
They don't even follow you. They're just like.
Like, they don't even give a fuck about me. And I find myself being addicted to liking their photos and I hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just like them and not look at their videos because I don't want them to think I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like, oh. And I'm addicted to looking at horrible videos. I'm like, this guy's got no talent. and I like it. You know what I'm saying?
But fake love, man.
Now,
it's fake
anytime
love.
I get
fake
a like from Mo, I'm gonna be like,
but
no.
I don't even get that.
Now when you get a like from Mo, he does not like your shit.
Yeah, but I don't even get that. Like, I don't even get like,
yo, do
I'm
think,
to the point
do
where
think
I get no likes.
Do you think Instagram needs to start making a dislike button? Because I would be
slim.
Yeah.
No.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, so you get what I'm saying?
No.
Like that.
Huh? YouTube, it's dislike, but they don't tell you how many people. They used to tell you how many people dislike your shit.
Yeah, but you
wow, and I'm over
out.
Here thinking I get no dislikes on my shit.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, how many followers do you have on YouTube? You have a big YouTube account?
Nah, like 20-something thousand.
Yeah, YouTube's like such an annoying platform, right?
Oh, I hate it. It's so hard to grow.
The interface is horrible.
It's just, it's...
It's just annoying.
They pay a lot.
Done talking about Italian creators? I feel like it's a stupid topic.
Italian creators suck.
What about the type of girls that fuck in cars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a video.
You know a girl who fucked in a car?
Did you ever see that video I did? People love that video.
No.
Why are you talking about someone else and I'll find that video?
No, I'm saying, like, if a girl drives a Mercedes, she definitely sucks crazy cock. The type of car that a girl drives, you could tell what she does in bed.
Yeah, but I have the actual original video.
Like, if a chick is driving a 1987 shitbox, she is going to blow the fucking socks off your feet.
No, really what it's about is...
Why you've had one?
I just feel like girls that have shitbox cars are always like the
ones. No, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. I know it really well. It really has to do with, like, so I'm going to give you a scenario. You have a daughter or a...
Daughter.
You have a daughter.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is how this topic came up. Mm-hmm. We were like, there's certain cars you don't put your daughter in. Right? Now, most people base it off experiences they had in life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I grew up, like, in the 90s. So, that's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
He's probably more my age.
Yeah.
So, like, Ultimas, Jettas, like,
Hawkers,
Neons, Dodge Neons.
Yo, push your mic in.
Dodge Neons. Like, Dodge. So what they were, like, a Dodge Neon was, like, 16 grand brand new.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, your father's a union carpenter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he drinks, he fucks around, he builds the form from the inside out, he drinks his way through the job,
yeah.
Comes home, you know what I mean, don't want to hear nothing, grabs your remote, watches the honeymoon, it crashes.
Yeah.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
Now, you're the little princess.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a cute little name. Think of some names. Gina.
Yeah, Gina, big time. Nicole.
Yo, Gina's Nicole, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Marie.
Victoria, yeah, something, right? Yeah. And you're his little princess.
Yeah.
Your brother gets shit kicked out of him, whatever. And he's just like, I got to give her a car, but I'm not going to, I don't have a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to, and he give her a Neon. Now she's got to make up for whatever she's lacking.
Oh my God.
Because of the Neon.
The Neon.
Especially if you live in like a middle class neighborhood where she's got a Neon and so and so Provenzano's, whatever you want to,
got the brand new
daughter's got a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And she moved on to banging NBA stars.
Oh, my God.
Now your daughter's in the Neon trying to keep up with guys in the neighborhood.
What kind of car do I get my daughter when she's over
there? I went through them all.
Okay.
So a pickup truck is out.
Butchie.
It's Butchie.
Lesbian.
Yeah. Right?
We don't want
Dodge Neon, like the cheap, like just get them in a car thing.
No good.
Don't work. A Mercedes or a BMW is bad too.
No good.
Because they, what they do, they get all geeked up, they fucking cruise, and they put fucking, you know, little freestyle music on, whatever they're feeling.
Yep.
You and know,
feel
like.
Too good about themselves.
Like,
sitting no by good. The window just thinking of you and shit.
Well, this is my era. I don't know about now.
Well, now it's it's wet ass pussy.
You got to get a, like, I think it's like a. There's two things that I think you get a girl to,
you have
like
a daughter too, no?
I have two.
So you're going to have to
come
to that.
I was thinking Cadillac, sedan, DeVille.
Yo, that might be the perfect middle
Cadillac
ground.
Cadillac, sedan, DeVille.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what my father is, but I'm a gangster too.
I don't have to overextend myself because of the Dodge Neon, and I also don't have it too good.
You never get your daughter a car big enough that she could do something wild in. Like, you don't get a Denali.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
backseats can't go all
you can't
the way
be back to you, but sedan DeVille you could.
Because, bro, because they're fucking, it's a flip on them.
You don't get them, like, you don't get your daughter a Cadillac Escalade.
No, a Tahoe or some shit like that.
Tahoe?
No way.
He's the biggest Plutonic car in Nebraska.
Plutonic car, you know.
Let's, like, talk about states. I got to go in. So, with New York, we name some.
Okay.
Like, what's the biggest Plutonic car in, like, Atlanta? I already know it.
Oh.
I know it.
A G-Wagon, maybe.
No, G-Wagon's rich shit.
No, but...
I don't think people get banged in G-Wagons.
But they get the G-Wagon because they're blowing a wrapper or something like that, and they don't really get...
Oh.
But you're talking... Okay, you're talking about just run-of-the-mill.
I'm talking about in the car.
Oh, in the car?
Yeah.
Wow, like a Chevy Trailblazer? I don't know.
A Toyota Camry.
We used to have a Trailblazer.
What's the Atlanta one? What's the Atlanta one?
Atlanta's like a Hellcat. Like those, like they're into those, like the Hemis with the Hemis.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But there's not much room in those bad boys.
They're into it, bro.
Yeah,
they do it outside the car.
Okay, why? What
they just have the door open.
What about another state? You think you got other Butana cars in
Texas pickups?
Yeah, totally. Because it's nice enough out to have sex in the bed too.
California's what? Oh, convertibles are, or hydraulics.
Or like Wranglers with no doors. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that type of shit. They like beach sex.
It's all fucking like same thing as Miami. It's like the same shit.
What? Which Jersey though?
Just like Ferraris, Jersey? Fucking the LA's like the same. Well, it depends where you're going.
A Ferrari type of Ferrari.
You could fucking Ferrari. You could fucking anything, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, you could fucking anything. I'll fuck on a scooter if I have to. I'll make it work, dude. You ever fucked on a scooter? No. Brother. My brother.
So wait, so let me ask you a question, Chill. When I think scooter, I think those little razor things. My son has one.
He's talking about like the Italian Vespas.
No.
No, I'm talking about those limes that these fucking...
I want to pull up a scooter that used to do tricks. So if you guys don't know, this kid used to be like a half a stunt double. Right? Is that what you were?
A half a stunt
double. He rides motorcycles, dirt bikes. What else you do?
I jumped out of a plane one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
Skydive?
Nah.
I'm not even saying this to be a dick. There is a weight limit to jump off the plane.
Yeah, but I'm not that fat right now. I'm actually in really good shape.
Are you above 250?
No. What are you, sick? I'm 218 right now.
Yo, really? You weigh less than
me. Yeah, I'm 218. Bro. I'll show you a picture of my scale.
Bro, were your clothes on?
So bad.
My clothes off. I'm 218 right now.
Wow.
I'm in sick shape.
Bro, the tacchini is like 4 or 5 pounds.
Can I see your six pack?
I don't have a six pack.
Damn.
You just want to see my belly, you fucking Fanoke. Save that for the back room.
You have
a parade. I'm not Diddy, bro. You can't do shit like that with me.
So I met Diddy, but he didn't try to fuck me.
Yeah.
But what, can I ask you something? There's got to be something about you.
Did he know what was up with you? Did he know who you were?
No. He thought I was cool and shit.
Wait, what year was this?
Probably like 2018.
I'm thinking you were already
2018. Mo. Nah.
Oh,
I became Lil Mo during the pandemic.
I think
found out how I got Mo. I didn't even know it.
I thought you used to say you wanted more mozzarella.
No, man. But why we used Mo is because I call everybody Mo.
Mo,
I call everybody Mo.
Yeah, my grandfather used to
my
Mo
grandfather used
thing.
To call my father that, and then Mo. I started saying it. Yeah.
I heard Mo was a big thing in Baltimore or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like a gang thing because I had a gang come up to me and press me on it.
Really?
No way.
Yeah, in L.A.
Like
some gang shit, yeah.
Yeah, but black gang.
It was a black gang, yeah. And they were like telling me how I basically,
What the fuck are you talking about,
Mo? No, I got away with it through like...
You're funny, man.
I got away with it. They were trying to tell me like... You're good saying it now, but if you were here, this would happen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In the Bronx, they use it a lot, too. It's a gang term in the Bronx.
Really?
I don't know if it's a gang term. It's around a certain area, Soundview. They say it, too.
I thought it was like Baltimore blacks, not New York.
No,
blacks.
It's D.C. D.C. And I know because they messaged me.
DMV, dog.
They messaged me. Like, people will message me. Like, yo, you're using our shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Did he do it or did he not do it?
Did he fuck Justin Bieber or did he not? Did he fuck JB? I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm a big Justin Bieber fan.
Are you really a Justin Bieber fan?
I love his music. Justin Bieber, I don't care if you call me whatever the fuck you want. Justin Bieber has phenomenal music. Love his music. Love him as an artist, as a singer, everything. If I find out that motherfucker put his cock in JB's ass, I'm going to be pissed off. Me and my sister.
Yeah, really?
We both love that man.
The only reason you love him is because Diddy had sex with him, though.
But he didn't have sex with him. If he was a kid, he fucking molested him.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah. You guys make it sound like he's fucking having sex.
Like it was all right.
He was a little kid.
Molesting.
He was molesting him more than likely if he did what he did. So let's just talk. Are you up to speed? Are everybody saying he's involved in this thing?
So
they say Meek Mills.
Yeah.
They said
Young Miami.
What about, no, wait, so, okay, now that came out about Meek Mill, that Dreams and Nightmare song, is that really about what it's supposed to be about, or is it about something else? Because now that everyone's looking at that differently.
I never heard that one. You know the song?
So there's Meek Mill, they said, Usher, Justin Bieber.
Young Miami now.
What's her name? What was the girlfriend's name?
What the fuck is Young Miami?
Young Miami, what's she saying?
That she was getting Tusi. You know what Tusi is?
Yeah.
The fucking pink cocaine shit. Oh, yeah.
They're saying Jay-Z's involved, too.
Holy
shit. Why Jay-Z?
Yeah,
bro.
Yo, but you know what's bugged out with the Jay-Z shit?
But why are
we may get clipped, but I actually live my life like I may get clipped any day.
Yeah.
You know, because like they may send hits down after us if this goes really viral. Because I heard they have like connections like this. I don't know. Are you ready for what comes?
I don't give a fuck.
All right, you don't care. You really don't care.
Hell no.
You roll around with a squad.
You're talking to JP Box.
I'm going
to
squad. All
right, so whatever. Anyway, Jay-Z had Foxy Brown
at mad young age.
She was working with him.
Move closer.
She was working with him when she was like 15.
Beyonce too, bro. And I'm pretty sure like Aaliyah or something. He had another fucking super young. He was
no
like,
Aaliyah oh, was no, with Rihanna. The guy from Murder Inc.
Yeah, but not no. That was
No Ashanti.
Ashanti.
Aaliyah was with. They were both like fine, but that was like when everybody was doing ecstasy.
And ecstasy.
Because if you look at the pictures of them, they're all tripping out.
Rihanna, too. Jay-Z had it like fucking 14.
You think he fucked around with her?
I don't know if he fucked around with her, but he definitely was like, damn, that thing's going to be nice at 19.
Right. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty obvious. She was on a roll with him at 15.
Bro.
All right, so he was doing some fucked up shit.
Are you comfortable with a 15-year-old girl that's not a part of your family on the road with you? Like, I don't, even if she's the next prodigy at doing the Italian voice.
I think if you're a kid too, though. Like, if you're 17, a girl's 15.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, bro, but what happens fucking, when it's like 19, like 17, 15, fine, but then when they get to fucking.
Nah, but even when you're in that same age bracket, even though it's not legal, you're still in the same mindset. But someone who's 30 years old or 27 and up, and a 15-year-old is hanging out with them. And of the opposite sex, that's a little, that's like you said with the LA thing, where it's something that is just throwing me off. Like that shit, like if you just traveled with a 15-year-old girl that wasn't your daughter, your niece, or your little cousin.
Well, I think there's so many levels of shit. So there's the people that he's fucking around with, and they're partying, and people getting fucked in corners and shit, in bathrooms and all this other shit, right?
Regular okay sex. That's like...
No, it's not okay, but it's like wild. Some wild shit going on, right?
Yeah. Okay. But it's consensual.
Then, what I'm saying to you is, he may have just like started with like, you know, it was like escorts.
Looks like guys
on girls, girls on guys.
Just freaky
some
sex.
Some big guy, a guy with a big fucking monster cock banging
guy
his
with
one.
A little cock, yeah.
All kind of crazy
all
shit.
All sorts of freaky shit.
And then... sprinkled a little other shit in there.
All of a sudden, no, someone came to him and was like, yo, Diddy, you know, I got fucked by this guy. You got anything like, you know, he's like 18. You got something younger? Like, and then that's where.
No, I think it's different.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I think happens.
Okay, go.
I think there's a big blackmail aspect.
What about the sprinkle, though? What are you talking about?
I'm
going to
tell you. Yeah. Little things got sprinkled in it. He starts powwowing with more powerful people. The thing is with powerful people is when you're with powerful people, it's like, and they are. Unveil some weirdo shit. Now it's like, this is what powerful people do. You know, you just do this shit and get away with it. I think, like, who knows? Maybe he accidentally, like, fucked around with a girl on the cusp.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, you know what you did?
We got you now.
You never know. It could be, like, this could be a straight blackmail campaign. We have no fucking clue. We watch.
Yeah, they could literally just be like, yo, if you don't give me this amount of money, I'm going to fucking put you on blast.
But like the same thing everybody was saying, that he was doing this fucking in the 90s. Now all of a sudden you're you know.
No, because what's happening is fucking, what I was saying, I think that the entertainment business used to hold a carrot in front of your head. So the secrets were held tight.
Yeah.
Now no one gives a fuck about that because they're just like, you can make yourself a star.
Yeah,
look at TV,
true.
Bro. TV is obviously just going to be, like, your phone's just going to project on something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or your TV's going to turn vertical.
Yeah.
Right? And all the social media apps are going to force us to go to long-form video.
Yeah.
Right? Because they want ad money. I say this all the time, and people think, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm
TikTok
telling you what
is
it
doing
is.
It right now. They want you to do
They want you to do long-form video because they want to sell ads, just like you sell commercials. They can't sell an ad on a 59-second video.
Yeah.
And the other issue with short-form video is the amount of shit going into the cloud for them to upload is insane. So everybody's views are getting diluted. Because right now, everybody's on TikTok. I used to get millions of views. Now I get 500,000.
Yeah.
I get cock.
Yeah.
I don't get shit.
Not only that.
Like, my views are like, I'm to the point now where if TikTok is gone, it does me a favor.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because I concentrated on Instagram more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my thing was always Instagram first.
Yeah.
And I missed the big TikTok wave. Yeah. So, like, a lot of people have like these false self-esteem things with TikTok.
Because they were just in the beginning.
They got like 1.5 million on TikTok. Nobody unfollows you on TikTok. That's what it is.
And nobody cares.
And you can have
TikTok.
1.5 million and get a fucking video that gets literally 1,000 views.
Nobody
like, literally.
Cares on TikTok.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think TikTok sucks.
Yeah, but a lot of these TikTok kids. A lot
you
of
you like TikTok?
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah, but I'm telling
you. Do
you
make money
right
with
now.
It?
No, not like game changing money. Like,
but like you make a couple dollars.
Yeah, I mean, bro, a couple dollars to you might be like, you know.
No, I don't know. What's a couple dollars?
Like $80 a month. $100 a month.
So, and you're worried about getting rid of TikTok? I'll give you $80 to campaign.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids that are making of these kids that are making all this money on TikTok, if this app is gone, they're fucked.
But that's what I'm saying.
I know, but I don't give a fuck about
because
them.
Because you're not making the crazy.
No, because I want to get rid of all those annoying people that we were talking about.
I'm not saying you're fucked. I'm saying
they are.
Yeah.
Good.
That's not happening. They're not getting rid of TikTok.
Dude, that app is 100% going to get rid of
it. I believe it too. 100%. I believe it too. I think they're getting rid of TikTok.
Are you crazy? They've been trying to get rid of it for the past.
They were trying to get rid of Eminem's album too. How did that work out? But censorship, they don't play that shit in America.
I don't know.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? Hear me out. The people that are all for non-censoring shit are all building their own apps.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want TikTok. The people are on the front line of non-censorship because they think TikTok, own X they and think... are open. What's the new Trump thing he's making? Truth?
Truth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The stock went, it was up like 26% yesterday. Now, it's going up like
crazy.
Yeah,
but that wasn't for that was just his entire, he made an IPO for all his media endeavors, not just that app.
Bro, you just sounded like you fucking graduated from Harry Potter's school with the wand.
Yeah.
Did you see how smart you just sounded?
Bro, that's a sign. That's
bro, you just talked really like intelligent.
That's he is sign. Intelligent. I think he's smart as shit.
Yeah, he is smart, but I'm saying he's like one of them weird.
You say shit to me sometimes. I'm like, damn, wow, I don't understand it, but it seems smart.
All right, thank you.
No, I'm saying you get into weird shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely like that.
You ever read the Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica?
No, you do look like a guy who would have done that.
No, though. I didn't.
You
My
look
brother
like
used
if
to read
you did
it.
Time and shit, you so would read a lot of books.
Really?
But then again, you're also a nut, and you can't.
You read.
So I like straight had learning disabilities. I couldn't read.
Yeah,
I had dyslexia
I had an IEP in high school.
Yeah, I had just ADHD and shit.
In a special ed class.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it was weird because I felt like I belonged because it's like I didn't tell my mom until like 2 months of being in the class that
it was a special ed
class. There was a kid next to me like drooling in a cup. Helmet. And I was like, wait, maybe I don't belong here. And then
back in the day, you just pull everybody together.
Yeah, resource room.
They would pull me
together. Like, so you'd have like a kid that's like totally, totally not like this guy.
Harvard and helmet banging against the wall.
You went to Harvard school or Catholic school?
I went to both. Yeah.
I need to know the order.
High school, I went to five high schools.
Where'd you go to a grade school? Catholic?
Grade school, I went to Christian school.
Oh, really?
Gateway Academy.
Oh, because you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You're half.
Yeah.
And they're super Christian.
My mother's Christian. Yeah. But my father's side, they don't even believe in God.
They don't.
Oh, my uncle believes in like aliens, and he does believe in God a little bit now. Like,
well, where'd you go?
I went to one high school, two middle schools.
Did you go to like a Catholic school?
No,
like,
public school.
Yeah, they don't really do Catholic school out in Jersey.
I went to Catholic school for 4 months.
They have a lot of Catholic schools.
4 months, that's it?
Yeah.
And what, they couldn't handle
you? I got thrown out of school freshman year of high school.
What high school?
Grover Cleveland High School.
Grover Cleveland.
Yeah.
That sounds
it's
like
on the border of like Ridgewood.
That
and Bushwick.
Sounds like it should be a school
it
on like Family
school.
Guy or
it
something.
It was a bad school.
And it was Catholic?
No, it was
That's public. Where you went public. Where did you
Grover
go Catholic?
Cleveland was a bad school.
Where'd you
it
go
was
Catholic?
All gangs and shit.
Where'd you go Catholic though?
I went to Christ the King.
Oh, Christ
Lamar
the King.
Lamar
Odom
went to school.
Yeah, Christ the King. Really?
Eric Barkley, Lamar Odom. Yep.
Christ the King had a lot of good athletes, like football too. They were they were a good
I
school.
I had athletes' feet.
Yeah.
I went to school tomorrow.
Bro, athlete's foot sucks.
Where'd you get that joke from? Seinfeld?
I have no clue. I thought I made it up. But
no,
whatever.
No.
Maybe
in Seinfeld, he makes one of the jokes.
I don't steal jokes.
Yo, I like that last.
Own show.
That last clip that we just talked about was good.
What about you being gay?
Bro, don't. Why you gotta tell
I
me?
Always gotta air.
Are you tired? So you wanna end this? We're done.
No,
look
it's not that I wanna end.
Look
it.
At him. He's doing tired movements.
Bro, I wanna ride.
Yeah,
I'm like
you got.
I can't stop thinking.
What
about
do they call that?
I have a problem.
Clutch foot. You got clutch
I'm
foot.
Like, I'm
those
like,
are actually nice pants, bro. I'm proud of you showing your ankles. Like,
yeah, they came out of my hamper.
No, but that's a good.
I got a fucking
ratio.
Headache.
What? Yeah, you talk a lot.
One of my favorite lines of yours.
What do you got
is,
a headache? One
of my favorite.
This fucking kid's socks. They're fucking steaming over here.
Yo, those things could talk, dude. All right, guys.
Wait, before you go.
Before you go.
You know, me and him dove deep into the thing with Diddy, and I don't want, like, I want to be on the fence with it. I just want to be clear. I don't know if he did it.
Yeah.
Do you know if he did it? Do you think he did it?
I mean, bro, right now, you know you're a gambling man.
No, I quit.
I know, but I'm saying your past life.
Yeah.
You got to gamble on it. The bets are on the table right now.
But what exactly are we saying he did? Did he
some
fool around
shit.
With some young kids, or is he trafficking kids? They're saying he's trafficking kids. Now, does that mean he got an escort from...
Which one do you think is
fucking,
better?
From fucking... From Uruguay?
Which... No, no, no. Trafficking children. Anything to do with children.
What I'm saying is you think that he... Okay.
Anything to do with children,
would right, so
you
think that
yes
do you think
no?
that he groomed like kids that wanted to be singers, or he got to the point he's just buying them from other countries?
That is insane.
I don't know. I think maybe. That's I think insane. I don't know, man. And I never want to talk about another because you know the guy might
I don't
be a fucking saint.
You might not have done. I don't like condemning somebody that you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna leave it at the facts are fucked up.
No. Yep.
We don't know enough.
You're gonna hear something different next week. They're gonna something next week is gonna be fucking different.
All right, so we'll leave it as this. Right now, he's innocent to proven guilty. Because
nah,
that's
Italian.
Like this is the American way. It's the American way. We don't have enough proof. Maybe we follow up. We do a new follow
another
up.
Another podcast.
We'll do another pod.
On like an update.
That list of people you have, throw a couple of the ones in there like that we don't care about. Pump them up.
Yeah.
And then we'll follow up with a banger.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yo, we should actually follow the whole case, when because you know they're going to put that shit on TV.
Yeah, you want to do this more often?
Yeah.
Would you follow the whole case?
Yeah.
This might be the new pod.
This, yeah.
Did he? Australia.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Did he do did it? Did
10
it?
Episodes.
We'll do like updates on
ooh,
it.
Ooh, like a limited
comment,
series.
Subscribe and comment below. If you want to see us stream Mama Luke's.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Comment below.
If you want to see us decode the case.
Decode the case. Now, you just sounded, man, maybe we should be fucking lawyers.
You know, it's your sweater.
It is your sweater. Studious, right?
All right, fellas. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Duke It Out podcast. Two Italian legends in the building. This
Suck
guy's Puerto
dick.
Rican. He's part Chinese. And he uses floss as a blindfold. Thank you for tuning in.
How you doing?
How you doing?